78 years. Just think about that. That's a long time for anything. But just think that the test of time that this church has went through, a lot of y'all can testify to some of it. And I'm going to give you my little testimony real quick about this church before we get into the sermon. So around late 2014 is when I walked through the door the first time of this church. Came in here, and the first thing I remember is not only the pastor, which was Glenn Cooksey, but everybody else was that warm welcome that we got. And a lot of people I didn't know, but some I did because obviously I'm from here. And never knew that was, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and who in the world would ever thought that I would be standing here doing this. And that's exactly what it is the Lord. And God can take anything or anybody and turn it into, I'm telling you, I can spend 2 hours on a testimony of my journey to get here, but you don't want to hear it. And so some of y'all had lived it with me. But I won't tell on you if you don't tell on me. How's that? We call a truce on that. But we had a sermon last week or two about obedience and about how just answer God's call. Just do what he tells you to do and let him do the work. Just listen to him and just be receptive to what he has to say and tell you to do. You might not like it and you might not understand it and it'll probably scare the fire out of you. But if you do it, like I said, he'll take you and do things that you ever imagine. So another way guys worked on this sermon today was way back before I even thought about the 78th homecoming. And some scripture hit me. By the way, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll be in verse 17. And y'all just hold that spot. I'm going to start there, and we're going to end there. And we're going to tie it in together. So when I was doing my study on this, like I said, it's been a while back, putting it together. It's about new beginnings, about starting fresh. And I don't know about y'all, I had to have a fresh start or two in my life. Start, you know, and get back in line with God. So, new beginnings. And then, if we fast forward, it's the homecoming. And the theme, they always try to do a theme for homecoming each year. Guess what the theme is this year? New beginnings. You cannot make that up. You can't script that. Months before, I prepared this for, I didn't know when, but now I do. So, just ways God works. And you can think about the way God worked in your life and the stuff that he, I call it coincidence. It's not coincidence. God puts you in places, puts people in your places, and he uses vessels. He uses us for his vessel to get his word out there. However he may do that. So let me back up. In 2014, when I shadowed the presence of this church, started coming here, one man in particular, I'm going to talk about three guys real quick, and y'all all remember them if you've been here any amount of time. Sam Collins. Y'all remember him? He came to me and welcomed me. All y'all did. A lot of y'all did. But he came, we talked, we become pretty good friends, talked about some stuff. And unbeknownst to me, he had a health issue later, a couple of years, I forgot the time frame. Anyway, he went on to be with the Lord. And it just so happened, as the board member deacon, I took his spot on the board member, as a board member. Just kind of the way it lined up, the way it kind of went. And then fast forward again to another person, Wayne Smith. Y'all remember him? And what's funny about this is kind of comical. We had the men's breakfast that I mentioned earlier we're going to have next Saturday. We got the men's breakfast coming up. So when I started coming to these breakfasts, I just showed up and started eating breakfast. And then I started getting into cooking a little bit. So Wayne taught me how to make a flop egg, he called it. And I was like, what in the world is a flop egg? And sometimes he called it a flip egg. So I guess one, I don't know, anyway, flip egg or flop egg. So what he'd done, he'd put it in the skillet at the time, and he'd just flop it one time. So anyway, I do that now. I'm the flip man egg dude. And so that's why that stuck out to me on Wayne Hemp. Then our last pastor we had, Glenn Cooksey, me and him become pretty close over the years and share some things. And I shared this with y'all before. There's a lot leading up to this. I'm cutting a lot of it out just for time-wise. But way before he got sick, he told me, hey, you can take my spot as a pastor of this church. I laughed at him, told him he was crazy. Don't know what you're talking about. And I moved on. I didn't think nothing else about it. And then he kind of nudged me again later to let me know. And then what I didn't realize, he's slick. Now, he's pretty slick. So what he done was he said, hey, I need you to get in a Sunday school class, a young adult Sunday school class. The whole time he was prepping me what he was doing. Because he said God told him, led him to that. And so he put me in that. Then we started the Bible study. I got in charge of that, put in there. And I look back now, so me and him are going to have a talk one day. Like, you got me that time. So listen to God. Listen to the people he pushed in your life. And because you never know what's going to come out of it, what God wants you to do. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Just thank you for your word. Just open our minds, our hearts, what you have us to hear and learn from you, Lord. Just give us obedience and the will to do your call. Just thank you for the many blessings you've done for us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to kind of take this journey on. We're going to break that scripture down. New beginnings in the Bible emphasizes God's grace, his forgiveness, and his potential for fresh starts in life. And we're going to kind of back up and go through just a few things about having a new beginning, a new start. And it all starts with God. First of all, let me give you the ultimate answer. Your new beginning started when Jesus Christ died on that cross for us, for you and I. He done it for us because guess what? We can't do it ourselves. Never could, never will. We can through him. And that's your fresh start. That's where you got to go. That's what we're going to focus on at the end is we need Jesus Christ. And he done it all for us. If you back up a little bit, we're going to go to Genesis for a minute. We're going to talk about the creation just for a minute. And all this will tie into new beginnings. And then we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus. First of all, let me throw this out there. There's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You got to have all three. They're all going to come into play. So Genesis 1:1-3 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Don't turn there. Just hold your spot. We started last week a study in the book of John. We call it Big John because he wrote 1 John, 2 John. So Big John, disciple John, wrote John. If you read John 1:1, in the beginning, he was there. And you can go ahead and read. I'm not going to read it verbatim. Y'all just, when you get a chance, just study that and tie it into Genesis 1:1. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There's all three present at the time that earth was created. God creates the heavens and the earth, signifying a new beginning in the universe. Now, we got to realize, you got to wrap your head around that the forever goes backwards also. And so God, the Father, God, the Son, God was always there before the earth, before creation. They always been there. But a new beginning for the universe, he created the earth. And then we can get into mankind and why he did all this. So Genesis chapter 1:27-28 says, so God created mankind in his own image. in the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Humanity is created in God's image and given a mandate to fill the earth, representing a new beginning for mankind. So God puts it all in play. He has a purpose. He has a purpose for you, a purpose for me. We're not just here going through life. He created the universe, first of all, for us to inhabit it, to be here. Then he created man in his image and made male and female. And then we know how man, how sin got into the world. And but there's a purpose, and we'll get to it. So when all that happened, and I know I'm paraphrasing because I'm not going to go through all creation and the fall of man. Y'all can go back and study that. I'm just trying to get to the point of a new beginning. So there was the fall of man. That's when sin came into the world. And that's why we needed Jesus to die on the cross for us. So after the sin came in, let me throw this out there too. There's not ever been a time, or will there ever be a time, that God is not in control. Okay? It's crazy out there. There's a lot of junk going on. There's a lot of evil in the world. And as long as we're here, we got to be here, but we don't have to partake in it. But God is never, he's always in control. And he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And it started with creation and mankind. So we're going to talk about redemption and forgiveness. We got sin in the world. We all need it. We all need redemption. We all need forgiveness at some point. He started with the flood. All the evil was going on in the world. God wipes out the old world and starts anew with Noah and his family, symbolizing God's judgment and mercy. He could have took out the whole world and been done with it, but he didn't. No matter what you've done, how bad you think you've done, or who you did it to, and so if you never get beyond the point of God's forgiveness, if you truly repent and go to him and ask him for forgiveness. And same with the flood. He could have took us out. He could have took the world out, but because of his mercy, he saved those eight people, that family, and started from scratch and had a new beginning. Remember, they're Israelites. They're in Egypt in slavery, the Exodus. God leads the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, representing a new beginning for a nation. Why were they in captivity? You know why they was in captivity? Because of their disobedience to God. Because of their sin nature. It got to the point where, okay, like a father does, he's going to discipline his child, but he's always going to give you that way out for a new beginning. He's going to get you back. He's going to pull you back in. He'll give you the opportunity to. So history goes on in the Old Testament. I'm going to get out of the Old Testament here, but when they get on, they keep sinning. They keep messing up. He keeps doing the punishment. And so finally, it gets to the point where he got to have Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus' sacrifice provides a means of reconciliation with God, offering a new beginning for all who believe. And you hear me long enough, you know my favorite verse, John 14:6. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to have Jesus Christ in order to get to God. And it just gets no plainer, I call it, than that. That's not good English, but no plainer, no gooder. We got to repent and turn to God individually. Turning away from sin and accepting Jesus as Lord leads to a new spiritual life. Okay. Whatever it is going on in your life, my life, whatever we got going, we have to give it to God. We have to turn it over to Him. He provided a way to do it through His Son. But we got to do it. We have to line back up and get with God. And I told y'all, we talked before, you know, there's a difference in slipping up and then there's a and then living in sin. Continuously doing the same thing over and over, intentionally going against God's will. There's a difference. And we need to not get in that rut of, well, I just ask for forgiveness later. Don't really work that way. You need to stay focused on what God wants you to do and then repent and accept His Son. I'm going to talk about four people real quick that had a new beginning, had a chance. And you might fall in this category, I don't think a lot of us did, but just trying to get the point home where give it to God, give it to Christ, and He'll wipe it away. David, King David, you remember him? After committing adultery and murder, David repents and is given a fresh start and a new beginning. If you read the story, he had an affair, had a child to cover it up. He had the husband killed. And just keeps on going from there. But even through all that, when he truly, now there's a difference. Me and OC talk about this a lot. When you truly repent and give it to Him, not just do a lip service, not just play church, you got to give it to Him. You got to really repent, give it to Him, and get that off your plate. Jonah. He was told to go somewhere and spread God's word. He ran, and he got swallowed by a fish. That's not a make-believe story. I guess it's technically a whale, what it was. But y'all get the point. Something bad happened to him. But get this, though. After fleeing from God, Jonah is given a new beginning and a mission. He was happy to go tell what he had to go tell, what God wanted him to do after he went through those 3 days of what God put him through. Got his attention. Now, most likely, none of y'all could probably get swallowed up by a fish. But what's God going to do? Has He ever got your attention before? He's got mine before. I didn't like it. And I ain't forgot it. And so try to avoid that. Just do what He tells you to do in the first place. You'd be better off anyway. But that's when that's when the flesh comes into play. Sometimes we got our own ideas of what we want to do. And we talked before, I think last week, and stuff. How many times you done what you thought, what you wanted to do, and it didn't turn out so good? I had a few of those. Put God first. Get your priorities in line. Give it to Him. OC's favorite, Peter. He denied Christ 3 times. Just flat out denied Him. And then he gets restored and given a new beginning. You ever deny Christ? You say, well, you might not have denied Christ as vaguely as he did. But if you don't do what He's called you to do, or you put it off, you're denying Christ. Amen. Have you ever missed that opportunity to witness to somebody that you're supposed to go witness to, and then you decide to do it tomorrow? But guess what? Tomorrow never comes on that instance. When God tells you to do something, you do it right then. If He tells you to pray, pray right then. Somebody calls you on the phone and says, hey, will you pray for me? Don't wait till Sunday to pray for them. Pray for them right there on the phone. God can hear through a phone too. Just do what He tells you to do. And I know I keep reiterating that, but I can't get the point home good enough. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he was persecuting the church. He was having Christians killed. But still, through God's love, grace, and mercy, Paul is converted and given a new life in ministry. So I'm going to bring out an interesting point on Paul. On the road to Damascus, when he's struck with blindness, and the light. Why you persecute? And Jesus, the Lord, says, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Do you realize what he said immediately? Yes, Lord. Or who are you, Lord? Capital. He knew. He didn't want to know who it was because he knew he was in trouble. But he knew who it was. There was no denying it. When a guy gets a hold of you, just doesn't know, when the Holy Spirit is letting you know that you ain't exactly doing what you need to be doing, you know what it is. Whether you're going to ignore it or you can try to push it back and not pay attention to it, we need to acknowledge it. And here's what a lot of people get hung up on. Once you truly repent and give it to God, it's gone. It's done in His eyes. How many times you beat yourself up on something you done 20 years ago? How many times do your friends bring up your past or something that's happened? No, that's just human nature. That's what we deal with. Isaiah 43:18-19 tells us, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. He's giving you a way. Don't dwell on it. Move on. If you truly believe that God can forgive you, and when you ask for forgiveness, and then you doubting it, you're doubting God Himself. So it's like that old saying, it either is or it ain't. One or other. You either got faith in Christ and God that He's going to wash away your sins, or you don't. There's no in between. We got to focus on that. Romans 6:4, just another example of a new beginning. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we may live a new life. You notice that He had to do it for us. We talked about that. Since He did it for us, we can tap into it. We got to get rid of that junk. We got to come up washed in a new creation. We started out with 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'll read it one more time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. I'm just going to bring out 2 points on that. I'm going to break it down a little bit. As a result of being a new creation, the world's standards of judgment from a worldly point of view, we're already in trouble. We worry about what the world is thinking of us. The worldly view no longer applies. Christ is the key. The only one that matters is Jesus Christ. What's your relationship with Him? What is your walk with Him? What is your daily walk with Him? Let me ask you that question. Is it a daily walk or just when you need Him? It's easy to get wrapped up in the world, and not necessarily the real bad thing, but our scheduling. We're all busy. Some of us got to work. I know some of y'all retired. Y'all used to work, I think. But are you finding time for that relationship, that intimate relationship with God, with Christ? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you praying? We all got things to do, but are we putting Him first? We got to put Christ in the center. Worldly struggles will still exist. Now, this is when you got Christ, you accept Christ. You got a new creation. You're still going to have the struggles of the world. Still going to have to deal with the world because we live in a sinful world. But the Spirit helps the Christian practice will align more with his or her position day by day until the Son returns and makes every believer whole. That's Romans 8:23. Jesus is returning. He's coming back. He's coming to get His church. And by the way, I said, you know, when I shadowed this church, we're the church. This is our meeting place to today, right now. The people, we're the church, and God's going to come back. His son is going to come back and get us. He's going to get us out of this world at some point. But until we get there, we need to do, obey what he tells us to do. Spread his word. And I don't, if you want to believe it or not, or you don't think you're good enough, you ain't never good enough, let me tell you that. Without Christ, without Jesus, he does it. He does, like I said earlier, he does the work. And so, but until he returns to get us, we need to do what he tells us to do. Each one of us got a calling. Just bare minimum, spread his word. You don't have to be a teacher or preacher or evangelist. You don't have to do none of that. Just spread his word. Share his word. Get the word out there. God's grace, new beginnings, are a manifestation of God's grace and mercy, offering forgiveness and a fresh start. It all starts with God's grace. I got news for you. He chose to create us because he wanted to in his image. He don't need us, we need him. And because of his grace, we got that opportunity. And because he knew the route we had to take to get there, that's why he sent his son for us. We have to go through him. Hope and purpose. New beginnings offer hope and a renewed sense of purpose. What's your purpose? Regenerate yourself. We're talking about new beginnings. Start fresh. Start today. Honestly seek God. Ask him, what do you want me to do? What do you have in mind for me to do? Allowing individuals to move forward with a positive outlook and then your spiritual growth. Embracing new beginnings spiritually leads to growth, maturity, and a deeper relationship with God. And y'all know my two favorite words, daily and saturate. Saturate yourself with the Word of God on a daily basis, and you'll find out exactly what God wants you to do. There'll be no doubt. He'll line you up. He will tell you. So this is what God did for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him, talk about Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Just driving home the point is all through Jesus Christ, every bit of it. And he knew no sin, but he took on sin for you and I. So my question as we close today and the musicians comes forward, the number one thing, if you want that new beginning, you want that fresh start, what are you going to do? Ask yourself that question. What are you going to do? If you already got that, refresh with God, refresh with Christ. What's he leading you to do? Honestly, seek what he wants. If you don't have Christ, now's your opportunity. And I said last week, I found a new word I like, a phrase I like to use. It ain't that hard. Just say, I want Jesus, and we'll get the rest of it done. And so if the Holy Spirit's working on you and you need him, you come up here to this altar. If you need to pray, or right there where you at, everybody stand. We're going to do a song of invitation. If you feel led to come up here, I'm standing down here, come talk to me. If you're okay where you're at and talking to God, he can work anywhere. Like I said, but you need to pray on this altar, you pray. But the most important decision you can make, you need to make it before you leave this building today. If you don't know Christ, get to know Christ. Amen. And you can do it. Just, it's that simple.